Yo, what is going on? What is happening? Welcome back. This is episode 60 of Mid-Carter's In Catering Podcast. It is yours truly. It is AJ here with Aunt P and also Gabby. What's going on, guys?
Shit, you tell me, man. You seen what we just seen.
Yeah.
I guess we start off with the bullshit.
I mean, there's a lot of bullshit, actually. It's a lot.
Valid point.
It's a lot of kayfabe, and there's a lot of realistic, real things going on.
Yeah.
Firstly and foremost, though, I got to ask you guys, like, how are you both doing?
I'm good.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Cool.
What about yourself?
I'm doing quite well. You know what I'm saying? I'm working out, you know. Of course I've been working out, but you know, I'm really been in the gym like crazy as of late. You know what I'm saying? Just continue to keep myself in shape and everything. Also just keeping my mental intact at the same time too. You know what I mean? But I'm doing pretty well. I can't complain too much. I'm pretty excited, especially to be here right now. I mean, like, this 60 episodes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Of course I've always seen us getting to this point, you know what I'm saying? But being able to be here and to be able to, you know, drop this, even though we actually kind of did a whole lot more than 60, you know what I'm saying? But counting wise, you know what I'm saying? Like to get to the actual official 60 is quite cool. So I'm happy with that. And what's going on with you, bro?
It's the same shit, different day, man. You know, working, podcasting, music, same shit. Ain't nothing too spectacular.
Yeah. I feel you, bro. So, it's a lot going on. It's a whole lot going on. If you were with us last, we were doing the WWE Royal Rumble Spaces. We did that bonus, dropped that earlier in the week. Of course, we went over all of the results and the, you know, the winners of both the Royal Rumble, men's and women's, with Cody Rhodes. I really don't even know what to even call that now. Cody Rhodes winning on the men's side and then Bayley winning on the women's. So shout out to them. Of course, but you know, before we tap into like the later better half of the week, of course we got to talk about news and everything on the news wire as of late. So with that being said, let's get to that. Mid Carter's In Catering Patreon is now open. Please join and subscribe for only $3. We have exclusive premium content, Turner Truthers, Icon, Mid Carter's In Catering Patreon. Don't forget to subscribe. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I knew it. I love when he does that.
All right. Okay. So, I mean, I think we got to do it. You know what I'm saying? We have to really have a discussion about Vince McMahon. We got to talk about Vince. I don't know if anyone at this point could be living under a rock at this point, but we all know that the day after WWE announced that Raw was going to Netflix at the beginning of 2025, literally a day after a lawsuit dropped on behalf of a former employee. I actually don't really want to say her name, even though she put her name out there publicly.
We're not gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. But you know what I'm saying? If you want to see her name,
Google is free.
Google is free. The news is free. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do absolutely commend this young lady for putting herself out there anyway, because she wanted to be like literally a figurehead for women taking the courage to speak out in the step up, and you know, literally putting herself as the lightning rod to doing that. So definitely many shouts out to her and also her healing. But she dropped a lawsuit on Vince, claiming many different terrible sexual assault charges, the claims and abuse and the coercement and trafficking. The list goes on. It goes on. It's implicating Vince McMahon and also John Laurinaitis. We already knew that that name would probably be tossed out there too, because of course, before prior lawsuits had been filed, different claims were, and it was involving the latter two, Vince and John. It's an end of an era for sure. The end of an era for Vince McMahon. I don't know if I can't remember if I recall. I remember when TKO was formed, when WWE and UFC came together to form TKO, that I kind of said at that time frame, I said that Vince would probably be out at the beginning of the year. And boy, I won't sit up and say, hey, I was right or anything like that. Like, I'm not trying to get cool points for that shit, because he's out because of terrible reasons. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing cool about that. But yeah, the chickens have finally come home to roost, and they don't seem to be letting up on Vince. Again, I'm not going over the details of this case or what's in the court documents, because it's very, very fucking graphic and vile and terrible and disgusting. And if you want to look at the court documents yourself, they are public record. So again, search yourself. I'm not even going to link that shit. So
Google is free.
Yes, Google is definitely free. I feel like I've been talking a lot. I think currently right now, as currently updates now, Ann Callis, who is the plaintiff's attorney, speaking on the lawsuit that's aimed at Vince, she said that her office and her inbox have had a barrage of people waiting to come forward to attest about the culture of corruption and also other possible victims. We are just beginning now to wade through all of this, and we're frankly overwhelmed. So,
very unfortunate. This is all very unfortunate. I'm gonna just cut straight to the chase. Vince McMahon is gonna pull a Joe Paterno. I think he's gonna end up dying this year. That's kind of morbid to say, but I you know, it's too much shit coming along, you know what I'm saying, that's about to put his ass under the dirt. I mean, shit, he got this shit about to turn criminal. FBI investigating all this shit. So hey. Like, I don't see this man living that much longer. And you know, more power to him. He deserves it, to be fucking honest with you. Like, shit's just fucking crazy. And John Laurinaitis with his bullshit talking about some, he was coerced into doing that shit. That's another fucking story right there in itself. This is wild, man. Like, and not to try to make this lightly, but this nigga really was playing himself. Actually, really playing himself on these shows and shit. You know, it's just like, it's just a lot of perverted ass shit. You know, it's just, it's sad, man. It's really unfortunate that we have to see this shit as we use wrestling as an escape from reality, from all the bullshit we deal with. You know, and then looking now to see that we have to deal with this shit and then deal with different opinions about it, how everybody is just, you know, just it's a shit show on all right now.
Yeah, it's quite disgusting. It's terrible. John Laurinaitis is a fucking idiot. Also the his stepdaughters are also fucking idiots.
It makes sense why they sent that fucking tweet out. It makes sense because they're trying to protect him. So
yeah, they're trying to not only protect him, but they kind of flipped it in a way to make it about themselves too, which is really fucking selfish and vile and cruel, especially again, like I don't want to speak on like on a women business or anything like that, but you know, that's a real black eye to like exactly, you know, what the accusers are trying to put out about the accused, about the vile and terrible things that they did to them, and they're not, instead of trying to side with the victims, they're too busy trying to make themselves in a way as victims. And I don't really understand that shit. Like, that's such bullshit. If it's something they trying to keep within their family, like, that's really disgusting, and it's not cool at all. Vince, you know, like kind of like what Ant said, you know, you bring up like a Joe Paterno, or I would even more say like a Donald Sterling, almost, in a sense, to where like he's going to be like Vince is losing the thing that really mattered most to them, and that was his legacy. You know what I'm saying? Because he's on the outside of it now. He no longer owns his company. He has to look on the outside in and look from the outside in. You know, he may have his money and everything like that, but he's literally the one thing that's probably just as bad as death is having to live alone. And that's what I feel like I feel like the reality of Vince is going to be going forward, is the fact that he's going to have nothing from this. He's going to literally have to watch the roar of the crowds, you know, on the outside thing, which I think would kill him more than anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he actually has no control in this situation, because he was moving uncontrollably in the wrong way, and a lot of people got hurt in the midst of all of that. So, I mean, for someone like myself, I mean, I'm pretty, if there's anybody I'm glad is happening to, it's him, because one thing I hate is an abuse of power. And like Ant, you said before, like, you know, which is what we heard today, as of this recording, was that the federal authorities have gotten involved now. You know, the FBI is starting to look into things. Actually, they got
involved in the summer.
Yeah. They got involved way back in the summer when they first seized like his cell phone records and everything like mm-hmm. that, you know. And if, you know what I'm saying, like what we saw in that case, like we saw text message and threads and everything like that, that's just one case. We don't know what else was found, you know what I'm saying, from before. Now, in terms of like talent and everything like that, the only name that has been, I won't even say it's been put, it hasn't been, his name hasn't been,
it hasn't been publicly formally put out. Yeah. It's heavily implied.
Yes, it's heavily implied, because, you know, within those documents, it said that it was a talent that was involved in WWE and UFC. And by and large, we all kind of know that person is Brock Lesnar, especially, when we have seen some of the results of that, that's trickled down in the last week or so, in terms of Brock Lesnar, like we know that WrestleMania, but Royal Rumble plans had gotten changed.
Mm-hmm.
He was apparently supposed to appear in the Rumble, and he was pulled from that.
86. And,
you said, I'm sorry.
No, I said shit got 86.
Yeah, shit got 86. Yeah, he got taken the fuck out. And also, now it's been reported that creative, he had been removed from creative plans going forward. And also, I think now they're starting to touch even the video game sphere now, because I believe he was pulled from WWE Supercard, which I think is a mobile game, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I don't think nothing formally has been said from the 2K games as of yet. So, but if Brock is a part of this too, hey, another end of another era. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's going to be a major trickle down effect. I think Vince is obviously at the top, and like all his boys, slowly but surely, they're about to get everybody on up out of here. I know I've been kind of quiet because this is something that I don't think I should be speaking on with, like, I don't know what's happening, right? This is a legal investigation. There are a lot of rumors going around, but, like, facts are facts. I will say, though, that I do think that if you live in a glass house, you probably should not be throwing stones right now. I'll just leave it at that. But if you live in that, exactly, if you live in a glass house, you probably should not be throwing stones. Under your name, under the name, under anonymous sources. And I want journalism to come back to wrestling. I want some of these bloggers and some of these people, some of these old men who have all of these opinions on things, I want them to shut the fuck up and recognize that this is human lives you're playing with. This is not kayfabe. This is not a storyline. This is someone's life. This is someone's experience. This is someone's trauma.
It's shut like,
the fuck up.
Yeah.
Is what it boils down to, right? Like, I don't want to hear about the rumors. I don't want to hear about what you heard. I don't want to hear about the coffee and the water cooler chat. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Shit is not, this is not the time for that. Like,
we hearing a lot of fucking editorials being put out. Motherfuckers talking about some, if people want to get, people want to request their release from WWE, they should be granted it. Like, what the fuck are we doing here, man? Like, you know, just. And I even have to bring this. I had to bring this shit up, but I'm starting to really see like the biasness of all this shit right now.
Absolutely,
because all this other shit over here, and these motherfuckers ain't saying a word. They're, you know, saying they had motherfuckers in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they don't get seen or anything like that, and try to sweep that shit under the rug.
Mm-hmm. And noise.
And yeah, and lo and behold, when this shit pops out, guess who back on Wednesday? It's ridiculous, man. You know, and I blame a lot of these journalists, quote unquote journalists, publications, all this other shit, because y'all are being very biased about the shit. You're not doing this shit across the board, anything like that. You're not holding the other company accountable, because there's been a lot of bullshit, a lot of skeletons in their closet over there too, that's out there that they refuse to talk about. But hey, you know, let's bury this company right here, and let's talk about how they're going to sign Mercedes Moné, how they about to get Kochi Okada over there, and all this other shit. You know, just it's disgusting.
Trauma is not your clickbait. It's what it boils down to. Someone's trauma is not your clickbait.
And another thing, too, is what pissed me off as well is, why the fuck are y'all keep trying to get Triple H involved in this shit? When around the time that all that shit was going on with the lady, that man was battling a heart problem. He wasn't there for this shit. So how would he?
Let me back you up on that too, because this was my issue. This is like where the dirt journalism bullshit kind of started for me. Was actually the Royal Rumble press conference. The simple fact that, I mean, we already know that. I mean, you have to understand, like, this literally went like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Literally, that dark cloud was like it. Y'all have to understand shock. Y'all have to understand literally business having to continue to keep going on. The shock, the dark cloud is literally like over the event already. And it's over people that's not even involved in this personally or anything of that matter. And the dangerous part of this journalism tactic, this phony wrestling journalism tactic, is the simple fact that you try to implicate people into this, and you have to understand, like, throwing certain allegations on people is fucking serious, and that's crazy. Like, you cannot just sit over here and assume that because somebody is close to someone professionally, that means they know every single move that person made. Because how does that, like, in law or not or whatever, like, because let me tell you something, your families, everybody's families, they all have secrets that you don't even fucking know about yourself, and you can sit up here and literally eat, sleep, and wake up with your people every goddamn day and not know a goddamn thing that's going on. So you cannot always implicate somebody into certain allegations and stuff like that. Like, be fucking for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand that Hunter is in a position to where he's like literally sitting at the table in a press conference and answering questions about the event, but he's the wrong person to ask in this case. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, not only is this his father-in-law, but at the same time, he's the wrong person to ask, because the right person that probably should have been there is Nick Khan.
Yeah.
I think it probably would have been a little more fair to put Nick Khan in that spot to sit there and answer certain questions, you know what I'm saying, that y'all may have had. I'm not saying asking certain questions is wrong. I just think y'all were asking the wrong person these questions. And it's because deep down inside, you want to implicate him into this situation as if, oh, he knew. And it's just like, bro, fucking relax, fucking calm down.
Also, bigger picture too, this is a legal matter. Like, there are certain things that can and cannot be said, even if you know things, like, right? Like, you can't be like, oh yeah, by the way, it was actually this. No, you can't. This is not the time or place for that. There are company lines that he was fed, that he had to give, and he gave his company lines. And you can't hold, and I understand that, like, you want him to come out with all these hard-hitting answers, but again, this is a legal situation that just came out, like, less than 72 hours before then. Like, y'all gotta let stuff rock sometimes. And I know that's not what people want to hear, because they want the answers, they want them to address these matters, but like, this is a legal issue. Again, this is someone's trauma. Someone's trauma is not the time for you to get your clickbait little answers for your little blog and for YouTube video that got like 3 views. Let's not play this game, guys. Like, let it rock. No, yeah. You good to go. I'm good.
Also, you know, they were criticizing Triple H for, you know, not really speaking on it, but whenever Tony Khan said it's a legal matter, whenever Tony Khan says
that's legal respected matter, that's respected.
Yeah, that's respected. I'm just, to be perfectly fucking honest, I'm just tired of the double standard bullshit that's in this community right now.
I'm gonna tell you what it is, okay, because deeply down, this is rooted in tribalism, period. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what this shit is. That's literally what it. People have these people that are trying to find an angle to try to find a way to, like, I'm the one that's going to expose the evil corporation and all this type mm-hmm. shit. People that have literally moving in that angle are deeply rooted in tribalistic factors in which they are trying to pull things from this situation, because mm-hmm. they finally want to see the end of one company and the rise of another. And that mm-hmm. is such bullshit. And you're doing that at the cost of someone's real trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fucking weird. That mm-hmm. is strange. That is weird. Like, you know, and this is why, in a sense, I kind of want, at least on the WWE end, even on the AEW end, you know what I'm saying? And I know that's asking for a lot on the AEW side, but I want y'all to stop letting these motherfuckers in the room. I want y'all to stop letting these people in the room. I need y'all. And then if you, whomever you want to invite into this room to be a part of this process, to be a part of this privilege of being able to be this close to the product, to the content, I need you to cross your T's and dot your I's about every single one of these people, because they are coming in there with agendas, and it is such bullshit. It is bullshit, bro. It's crazy to me. Like, the simple fact that, and I don't, it's not that hard to really map out, like, the reasons why certain things happened the way that they did. Like, literally, like Ant bringing up Hunter heart issues, heart conditions and everything when he was out. Like, putting two and two together as why Stephanie was like, yo, Steph was like, I'm out, as soon as Vince forced his way back into the chair. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, all of this kind of adds up.
Shane walking away and never looking back.
Yeah, like, you have to literally put all of this back into perspective, and you have to see why certain things, you have to put it two and two together and see why things came together the way that they did, and you have to take your fucking agenda out of it. But some of y'all are just so weird. And y'all can't get over yourselves, because literally you're working yourselves into, like, I don't even know if it's a shoot. I don't know if it's a work. I don't know what it is, but that's not what this is. This is real life, and people, you're being strange and weird.
People just trying to be righteous for the wrong, trying to be righteous or some shit, having a moral compass to certain. It's just stupid. It's
really dumb.
But look, one person I got to give credit to, and I felt bad for him, was Shawn Michaels.
Oh yeah,
because he had to answer. He got those questions asked to him too, and that man handled that shit well. You know,
absolutely,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, and one thing about Michaels, man, he's not gonna half miss pass. He's like, yeah, I did that, I fucked up, but I've changed.
Yeah,
and you got to give that man credit for that, because they tried to hit that man with Marty Jannetty and a bunch of other shit, man. It's like, bro, what the fuck are we doing here? Like, nigga, St. Vengeance Day is this weekend. Mm-hmm. Work, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you want to ask about the Vince shit, cool, but you bringing up other shit trying to implicate me into some shit like I knew about it. Motherfucker, I've been in NXT. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah,
I've been in NXT, a whole different state. I'm not at headquarters, like,
yeah. And it's like, you see, like you see, just, and then at the same time, like, you see how much, at least the women talent side, how much they trust Hunter, how much they trust Sean. You know what I'm saying? I believe that if either one of them had any terrible dirt on their names, I think a lot of things would be in play right now. You know,
that shit would have came out already.
There's so much trust behind them right now, and always has been. And none of these young ladies, and they feel, for the most part, they feel very protected. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, and very safe. And it has been said throughout the week, like, it has been a safe working environment for me. It's been this, it's been that. We've heard multiple accounts. Nobody's asked for their release. No, like, none of this stuff happened. So why are we, why are you jumping on the agenda train to sit up, like, Kate from FIFO?
I didn't want to bring her name up,
though. I'm sorry. I have, like, you are, like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, she's always saying some bullshit. Always. And I'm sick and tired of seeing that dumb shit. Again, it's rooted in tribalism. Y'all got to be real about this shit. And that's really, like, I really don't have much else to say about that.
I didn't even want to bring her name up, dog. I didn't want to, but I understand. I'm glad she blocked me, because I called her out on some bullshit. I instantly blocked. That's just like, whatever, man. But
yeah,
it's, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but you know, to really close it out, you know what I'm saying? And I also want to definitely shout out Ari Emanuel, who really is the principal owner of WWE now at this point, right? And he's brought, which is crazy to me, because he literally brought his own daughter into the company, and she's working in corporate. Mm-hmm. So he's already have said, yo, we about to drain the fucking swamp. We about to gut this shit.
But that's how he was at UFC. Like, the minute you say something crazy or you embarrass him, you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana White's lucky.
The only one that's cruised underneath this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He got lucky.
He got real lucky.
I'll say this though too. They about to get all that good old boy bullshit out the WWE. That's definitely about to be gone. I don't know who's next. I'm not gonna make no speculations, none of that shit. But it's gonna get
time will tell.
Time will definitely tell. And you know, just to close that out, you know, Vince's legacy is completely shot. It's done. You know what I'm saying? As far as I know, it's done. It has been done with me for a long time anyway. But yeah, his shit is done. In terms of this podcast going forward, I don't even want to talk about Vince McMahon anymore. I don't give a fuck about his legacy or what he did.
Yeah, he can add it to that list of niggas we don't talk about.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck the Attitude Era. Fuck all that shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
You know what? It's crazy, because I look back at the Attitude Era now, like,
oh, damn. Definitely. Through different lenses now.
Definitely. I don't know about that, man. Might have to redact that shit like we redact
everybody else who gets redacted. We got a list.
Definitely a list. Yes, sir.
But I do want to change on. We spent enough time on that.
Happy news somewhere. Can we get some happiness?
Jacob Fatu's free agent.
He's a free agent.
Jacob Tatu is a free agent. That is fine, man. Yes.
Where he's headed next, I don't know. Reality of wrestling? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I unfortunately have to bring up CM Punk's injury.
That's fucked up.
That is crazy.
That sucks. Again, I don't know how in the hell this happens while you're getting DDT'd, but during the Royal Rumble, CM Punk tore his triceps, and he's going to be out now. I think he's headed into surgery.
He had it because I read he's a SmackDown tonight. I read he had it earlier in the week.
Oh, so he was.
Again, I don't know how true that was, possibly. But I did read. I mean, who knows if that was real or not? But I did read from a more reliable source that he was backstage tonight. So he already had his surgery, is what I read.
Yeah, he was chilling. Yeah, he was back there chilling and shit, man. You know, giving people high fives and everything. What's up, man?
Yeah. Punk. I don't know have y'all watched his vlog?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I liked his vlog. His vlog was pretty cool.
That man is happy. He is fucking happy right now. He is just like, he's walking around high-fiving people. He training the younger talent and shit, man. You know.
Loving on Jay. Loving on
Jay. Yeah. Jealous. Very jealous.
I was kind of jealous tonight, too. You know what I'm saying? Tonight. You know, Bailey. Yeah, shout out to her, too.
Yeah, shout out to Bailey. Hey, you see my agenda has worked. It's worked. But yeah, CM Punk, he's gonna be out. Timetable, I know they was almost like 4 to 6 months. I mean, I have my own little tinfoil bullshit going on where I was like, okay, because he took a bump on Monday. Because Drew, we'll talk about Drew. But Drew attacked him in the ring and like he took a bump, so I'm like, was this a full tear or not? Like, whatever.
He went full Scottish on his ass. He went groundskeeper Willie at the soccer game.
Yeah, he went crazy.
You like that reference, didn't you?
I did.
Groundskeeper Willie. Yeah, that was but yeah, he's so I think the timetable is like 4 to 6 months, so he's gonna,
yeah, but I mean, but also like Charlotte is fucking doing everything right now and had surgery 20 minutes ago. So like, yeah. I will see. With the
she's still in a brace though.
She is still in a brace. However, that bitch is on a treadmill. A week out of surgery is wild. But also, that's why she makes the money she makes. So it is what it is.
Hey, man, they make a Terminator movie. You could put Charlotte in that movie. One of the Terminators for sure.
Probably could.
Maybe.
I mean, like, I don't know if y'all saw like her and Andrade working out together. Mm-hmm. Did y'all want? Yeah, that was like, again, she is a machine. Like, she on some deer antler spray. She on something. Like, that was, that's nuts. Like,
she went to Aaron Rodgers' doctor.
Yeah. Which one? Like, about to say the first one or the second, you know.
I don't know. She ain't taking no ayahuasca trip, so, you know, we good.
Yeah, she ain't take, you know what I'm about to say, she ain't do the natural herbs and juices and all that shit.
Sea moss,
yeah, but yeah, that was
shakes.
Right. But it's really cool to see, and I hope, you know, again, get well, Punk. I'm sorry he's missing WrestleMania. You know, his main eventing status was definitely on and popping for that. He was supposed to be at Elimination Chamber, so I don't know how that changes now. God damn.
Man, I'm getting, I'm sorry. I'm getting so many $7 tweets right now, dog.
Text messages,
everything, man. It's just $7.
I'm ignoring it right now. I'm recording.
Nigga said Peacock for $7, nigga.
Fuck out of here. Something also pretty cool. Okay, Jordan Grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, we
Jordan Grace.
Yeah, Jordan Grace. She was a part of the women's Royal Rumble.
Showed the fuck out.
Showed out. I mean, she went crazy. You know, they said that, you know, WWE reached out to TNA for that. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't TNA like, hey, you know, being, you know, thirsty, whatever. But WWE reached out to TNA and said, hey, you know, bring her over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they reached out to her on like a Monday, and like she was at the PC on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah. She was at the PC on Wednesday. She even threw out a little red herring like, hey, I'm at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not at the Royal Rumble or whatever. And then, well, she didn't say I'm not at the Royal Rumble. Yeah, she was like, she's like, I'm at home. But, and then the next day she said, oh, when I said I'm at home, I mean the ring is my home. Like, what did y'all think? Yeah, so shout out to her.
Man, she was, hey man, that she had to slow down, man.
She was moving
down, man.
She had to work. I'd say she worked down, but like she had to come down because like she was up. But I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to get on that stage and show your ass. And she was like, bet. Got you.
I loved it, man. I'm thinking they're gonna do more with her. I'll say put her in NXT, man. Get her a couple of NXT matches down there. Something like that, you know, or you know, put her, yeah.
I'll say if we do if NXT does another Worlds Collide, I like to see something from that. I like to see some things with the next Worlds Collide.
Hey man, Dragunov versus Moose. he beat Moose getting his ass whooped. I want to see Moose get his ass beat.
That's you want to see him get washed.
Yeah, that's, I want to see him get washed. That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Like, no.
But also, like, you could throw in Chris Bay. You could throw in the Rascals. You know what I mean? There are so many things that impact
you. You throw the Rascals in there with Wesley and all that shit. Yeah. I see. But I don't know, man.
You see the vision?
Hey, man,
you could
look,
do
man.
So much besides. I mean, obviously, nobody wants to fucking see Moose, which is why we didn't see Moose in the Rumble. Like, they asked for Jordan Grace, and they got Jordan Grace. Like, you know what I mean? Hey, like, man. They could have asked for the pick of the run, and they were like, nah. Give me that one. And they said,
well, you know the three I want to see.
We do.
Go ahead, put it out there.
Go ahead and tell us.
Alex Shelley, mm-hmm. Chris Sabian, mm-hmm. Josh Alexander.
Josh Alexander, that's my
dog. I
want
to see the Motor City Machine Guns, and yep. I want to see Josh Alexander.
Man, give me Josh Alexander versus Dragunov.
Woo!
You talk about the stiff ass match, boy. Motherfuckers right there, man. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You can bring in a new talent, Nick Nemeth. You know what I'm saying? Bring him in. You know,
look at that incredible talent. We've seen enough.
His zigzag. I forgot what they call it. It's the zigzag no more, but nigga, that's the zigzag. I forgot what they call it.
Oh my god. But what was I about to say? It's a great thing, man.
There's a lot of potential there. I like it.
There's a lot of potential there for that one, definitely. I want to touch on another piece of news too. The higher ups in WWE loves Trick Williams.
Yes,
they love Trick Williams. They say he's future main eventer at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. That's deep. That's deep, man. Like I seen that, I was like, oh, because they were shocked by his pop when he came out.
Oh yeah,
he came out to say Carmelo.
Yeah.
The whole crowd trying to whoop that Trick.
He took over Melo. Like Melo was supposed to be there, and Trick is the one that stole the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did. And I mean, even the crowd, like, again, like, I don't want to hear nobody watches NXT no more. I'll tell you that.
No. Right.
I want to hear that
shit. They knew who Trick Williams was. They fucking watched NXT.
They was in there screaming, whoop that Trick. They was screaming, whoop that Trick in that crowd. I don't want to hear that shit no more.
Mm-mm. Man, I just say this for Trick, man. As long as he improves in the ring, he can reach that status. He could definitely reach it. He has that potential, man. It's just... Damn, it's crazy to see this shit though. It's real crazy to see this shit. Like he had the whole crowd going crazy. There was an aura to that man.
Yeah.
There was an aura to that man. Also, another thing I wanted to bring up.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Also, another thing I want to bring up too, man, because I know he got his match tomorrow with Dragunov and all that. Hey man, did Wesley really get a back surgery?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think he did. I mean, hey, man, it's been look, quiet.
Look, I, man, people are kind of pressing him right now. Hey, like, man, dog needs to see a picture of you. Like, bro, where you at, man? They trying to face that. Like,
I said,
man,
I need you to do the thumbs up with the surgery outfit on.
Yeah, man. People ain't buying into that right now, man. I don't know. When she brought up the Rascals coming up, and then, you know, Avengers Day is tomorrow. And you know, that's gonna be like the thing, is Carmelo gonna do this or you know, whatever. And you know, you might see Wesley pop up and you know, call some bullshit. He lied about his back injury and all that. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know on that. On
matter of fact, let me check his Instagram real quick, man. Let me check him Instagram.
He's been quiet. I checked it. He's been quiet.
Yeah, see? See? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
normally, like, people could. Do surgeries and they have like a little shout out to my girlfriend or his wife helping me through, you know.
I just need a kente cloth kufi, man. Like, there was the glasses and everything, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's.
You heard it first here, there's something going on right now, man.
You know, I ain't wearing these glasses just for no reason and shit. So we trying to figure that out.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, again, I mean, I know I was going to probably talk about it during this week in wrestling, but I can say it anyway. Like, I kind of feel like, you know, I see an old storyline being rehashed, but some elements of it, like, you know, because again, the Dusty's Classic is also during this, you know, at the show, and mm-hmm. I'm feeling like we may see a DIY ending with Trick and Mello, where, you know, you can just put, you know, use your head on that in terms of who Gargano is in that situation. That could be.
So Mello gonna turn into Bow Wow, you know what I'm saying, the wrestling version of Bow Wow and shit, you know.
Yeah, I don't know everything. I mean, which could lead into some Stand and Deliver types program or something like that. But, you know, also, like, at the same time, I want to shout out Mello too, because Mello been, again, he's been on the last two past weeks of SmackDown and been doing his thing. You know, and he was also in the Royal Rumble too. Mm-hmm. Did his thing in the Royal Rumble. So Mello just looks like ready. Yeah, he belongs main roster. Like, I'm seeing Mello on SmackDown. It's like, it's perfect. It's a perfect fit for him.
And, you know, tomorrow's going to be the blow off. You know what I'm saying? You got the Wolf Dogs going against Mello and Trick. And shout out to Bryan Breakker too, man. You know, he went crazy in that Rumble, man. Like, yeah.
I'm gonna ask y'all this question. Go ahead.
He threw Omos over the ring and shit. And he got beef with Judgment Day. Like, he got beef with Judgment Day now, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going down, dog. Like, Dominic. Oh, yeah. Dominic might be in trouble in Perth.
Yeah, he might be. That's why I want to ask you. Like, is this the most call ups we've seen at once?
Since the old days, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because we looking across the board, it's like, damn, like, okay, so, you know, we know Tiffany Stratton is now on SmackDown. Elektra has come up. Naomi wasn't NXT, but she's now on SmackDown too. Of course, like, it was obvious that Naomi was going to go back to SmackDown.
Her husband
works on that roster, so.
Definitely about to be a storyline there too.
Yeah, you may see a storyline come there. And then, you know, on the Raw side, it's not confirmed yet because, again, Bron Breakker was on SmackDown and he was getting pressed by Nick Aldis to sign that contract. And Bron was like, you know what? I'm going to wait till Monday. So it's kind of like.
I ain't gonna lie. When Adam Pearce called Nick Aldis 00 salesman, I'm like, that's kind of racial, dog. that's kind of racial. 00 salesman, that was wild.
Yeah. That was crazy. I mean, like, but still, it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of cool, like, seeing all these people caught up, and then I'm assuming that Mello's next and everything. So it's just like, it's a lot of movement. And that also goes to show us, like, how stacked NXT is. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they can literally move these people up and then still be sustainable and good with
talent. Someone else got to step it up because Tiffy was down there running it. Trick and Mello, Bron Breakker. Yeah. It's just time for the next kids to kind of step it up.
Yeah. Now, Gabby, you have some AEW news stuff.
So
yeah, you. I knew I had to pull. I ain't forget about you.
So let's talk about our girl Julia.
Let's talk about Julia.
And how all of a sudden AEW's now. They don't want her because she's stiff and she hurt their girl Willow and she's not going to be a good fit for the roster. Let's give me your thoughts on that.
I'm going to just say this. Let me see. Who they about to bring over there? Okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just leave it at that. You about
if
to bring
you
that
had
person
to
over?
Pick between A and B.
B being Benz, or I mean, you know, kind of falls in line.
B being Benz. Okay, well, that's cute. I like it. I see what you're there. It's cute. Mm-hmm. But again, like, if I had to pick between A and B, I'm picking A every day. Like, I'm picking Julia every single time. So, I mean, good for you. I mean, I guess you had to pick one. Couldn't go for them both. But we'll see who's the real winner here. We'll see who's the real winner here.
Man, look. Like, again, and I was saying this, you know, before we started recording, before you got here. Everything is calculated, bro. Everything is calculated. Everything is just like the none of this stiff talk, none of this unprofessional talk or whatever, none of that stuff would have came up had she chose AEW. Mm-hmm. If she was choosing AEW, you think any of this stuff was going to be said? Do you think anything of any of these rumor talk, rumor mill bullshit would even be coming up? We all watch. I won't say we all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know in terms of the listeners if they choose to watch some of the Stardom things like that. But I have, because I wanted to research Julia, you know, sometime last mm-hmm. year. I was looking at some of the matches. We saw the Julia and Willow match. That match was one of my favorite matches last year. I did not see Julia working stiff in this match. If Willow got hurt during this match, it's because some freak thing happened in the match. Like, again, this is strong style.
I was gonna say, it's strong style. Like y'all don't knock Athena because Athena be stiff as shit too. Not quiet as it's kept.
But how about all the other talent? They be slamming each other on the aprons and shit, pile drivers all over the goddamn place, all type of bullshit. But this person worked too stiff and too rough. Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, like, stop it, bro. Like, stop the cap. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then again, what has Willow said?
Shit.
Nothing.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we really doing? Like, what is this about? You know what I'm saying? It's really about the fact that she didn't choose you. And let me tell you something else. If the same thing happens with Okada, I guarantee you, y'all gonna say some bullshit about Okada. Y'all already kind of are. They trying to say he's gonna be putting Chase U or some bullshit like that.
Which will be funny as fuck, but we know that's not gonna happen.
The pro wrestling tease link comes down. You know what I'm saying? And then people over there, you know, they're tweeting out, oh, if you want Okada to go to WWE, I hope that you get ice cream and that it falls on the ground when you walk out.
Man, that guy's a fucking loser, man.
You fucking loser. And that's why I know, you know what? That's what I'm saying. I don't declare many things or whatever, but when I'm right, I'm right. You know what I'm saying? And, mm-hmm. and again, you know... Look, there are certain things when you are moving over to WWE, there are certain things that you can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. You cannot sell merch a certain way anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's just those are the type of things that happen. Or your shit goes on sale on certain websites because they literally have a fire sale of all your merch because they can't sell it anymore after you're in WWE. So... Mm-hmm.
Happened to Cody.
Happened to Jade. It's happened. Like, I mean,
and they were trying to say like, it happened to Jay White because he left New Japan. I'm like, nah.
Again, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But yes, I think that is bullshit. I think it's a disservice to Julia to do that to her. You know what I'm saying? Like to say those type of things about a person.
And my thing is, go ahead, bro.
It can be very damaging to their career. It could be very damaging to their reputation, especially when you look at, for example, Thunder Rosa, because y'all did the same shit to her, except she just hasn't left. That's the thing. Like, they did the same thing to Thunder Rosa. They try to sit over here and say, oh, you know, they try to label her stiff. They try to say she's fucking... she was mailing it in on certain matches. And it's like, maybe she mailed it in because the person that she's wrestling is just trash and she got fucking annoyed. But whatever. Like, you know, again, it's whatever. You got it.
And my thing is, I don't think Julia wanted to go over there anyway, because look what she has to deal with. Look what she had to wrestle over there. You know, so just she probably look at the landscape looking at WWE like, damn. Mm. All my people over there. You know what I'm saying? You got Kyrie over there, Io over there, Oscar, you know. I'm gonna go there and let me get a bag. Mm. And be able to put on some real graps, as they call it. Real graps, you know.
Real graps. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that could be the case. That could be the case too. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I don't want to wrestle in front of empty crowds or in small venues where y'all got to go to because you can only bring in 2,000 people per night. Like, I don't want to do that.
Or putting on bullshit cards too, you know.
Hey, I don't want to do that, but hey, you know, or dream, you
Julia
know,
versus Anna Jay coming to a stage near you.
How many more dream matches can we do? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many more? You can't just keep, like, dream matches is clearly not selling the gate. So I don't know what else to tell you, bro. I really don't, but it's nasty. And I'm sorry that Julia's dealing with that, but hey, we will see in March. We will see in March. And also on Okada's, I think he has two dates. Well, February 1st, his New Japan contract is expired, but he did have two dates left in February for something else to do. He has also wrestled in TNA. I don't think it was Hard to Kill. It was probably like a regular weekly episode.
It was a regular weekly episode, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. We'll see. We'll see what's going on come next month. But other newsworthy items, I think. Tony Khan has a special announcement on Wednesday.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks. And with that being said, I think we can just move into This Week in Wrestling real quick. I think we can get in This Week in Wrestling real quick.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, he peeked real quick.
I am the B-E-S-C.
Acknowledge me. Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Yo, I don't want to see that, though.
Okay, this is
you know what? I'm a fine.
you want this out. Get it off, man.
What blew my mind in wrestling this week is MJF beating the pen.
Lately, he just hasn't been...
Anyway, Cody Rhodes, Jay Cargill, and CM Punk.
You know what David Zaslav calls me? One Bill Phil. That's because I am the one true, genuine article in a business full of counterfeit bucks.
Demon home, pussy. We out.
I'm going to let y'all go first because I got some shit I want to say.
Yeah,
all right. So what's going on right now for me is Drew McIntyre on fucking fire right now.
Oh yeah.
Drew's on fire right now. What else is on fire? Jey Uso.
Let's pause real quick. Let's pause at Drew.
Okay.
Let's pause right there at Drew. Because let me tell you something. If there's anybody who has literally put themselves in a position to where I'm like, they can be champion tomorrow and I will be happy with it, is Drew McIntyre, because he been on fire since Monday. Like, literally, I'm talking about on that microphone. I mean, he's been great for a while. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. But on that microphone, on social media, literally, Drew has been top class. Top fucking class. Like, he's given me so far my favorite meme of 2024.
I already know what you're talking about.
And that is, I prayed for this and it happened. That's literally like my favorite meme. I'm about to blow that bitch up all year long. Thank you so much, Drew. Yes, Drew, look, if you want... things are so fucking weird now because of how SmackDown ended tonight. But if you want to give Drew that Mania spot versus Seth, give it to me. I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Also, what I'm loving right now, too, the faction that I've been waiting is coming to fruition right now. Mm-hmm. Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller.
Now, is that really a faction? Is it just an association?
No. It's growing. It's coming together, man. It's coming together. It's going to happen, dog.
I think it's just some proximity there. I don't know, man.
I don't know. They pass North brass knuckles to each other and shit, man. That's some faction shit right there. That's some faction shit right there.
Would I rather see them or Logan Paul's podcast friends? I'd definitely rather see Grayson Waller and Austin Theory over them motherfuckers.
Hey, man, like, bring them on Impulsive. You know what I'm saying? They could do some skits together and all this shit, man. You know, we need that, man. Streets need that. The streets of Frank Block, you know, where Slim Jesus is from. We need that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy. This nigga said Slim Jesus in 2024.
No, I like that. NXT has been cooking still. I'm kind of going a little down on Alexis. You know, it's still there.
He's treading water.
They're trying to figure out what to do with him. His character up there. Mm. He getting some wins. He beat Ridge Holland. So you know, okay, cool. That you talking about some cold shit. Ridge Holland is some cold shit right now. What the fuck are they doing with him down there? He getting beat up by Gallus and all this other extra shit. So I don't know what's going on with that. Wolf Dogs. I love the Wolf Dogs because that's just an ignorant ass name for a team. I fuck with that shit. So that shit fire. I did not watch AEW this week.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I'm sure I did. You know, especially with that main event. So, that and Joe Gacy. That's what I want to talk about. Joe Gacy. Mm-hmm. They turned him into the new Mick Foley. Like, just the randomness and shit. How he got thrown off into that fucking dumpster by Dijak the cop. Like, I think he really about to be on his hardcore shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker getting beat up. He's not going down. All this other shit. And then they having a no disqualification, no DQ match at Vengeance Day. Yeah, man. I like what they're doing with Joe Gacy right now. They like, it's no longer that cult leader shit. This nigga's just insane. He gonna start doing dives and shit. You know what I'm saying? If he start doing that bang bang shit, then we really got a problem. But, you know. Mm. Yeah, so they got that going. And then
Many faces of Gacy,
yeah. And then you know, shout out to Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Mm. They won their Fatal 4-Way match. They got like tag team maneuvers now and shit. But I mean, they always had tag team maneuvers, but you know, tag team finishes and shit. But yeah, something is gonna lead up to them versus DIY next Friday. To see who's gonna face Judgment Day. So I'm liking where that shit going there too. And then I mean, the elephant in the motherfucking room. I already know you want to speak on that shit at the end, so. I ain't gonna say nothing about it. I'm gonna leave that all to you.
Yeah, go ahead and lead into it.
Oh, y'all want me to do this now?
Yeah, boy, $7, man. And seven we trust, as Winston would say.
Okay. I mean, like, this completely kind of fucked my hot portion this week for myself. Because yeah. I had Cody Rhodes going back to back, you know what I'm saying, in the Royal Rumble, like going back to back. My early predictions of this was a CM Punk type deal, but then again, in the long run, I kind of thought like, yo, that's kind of crazy. Like, he ain't been here in 10 years, giving him a Rumble win, like that's kind of nuts, you know what I'm saying? You know, he should be the one to have to go into the chamber, but we all know CM Punk got hurt, so that happened. But Cody still went back to back. But I don't know. That changes things. But shout out to Bayley for her first Rumble win. You know what I'm saying? On top of her already decorative resume as a Grand Slam women's champion.
Gonna say, yeah.
She's done it all, man. And like this right here is the top of the very top, you know, she's going to main event WrestleMania. So that is amazing for Bayley. We all know, you know, tonight on SmackDown, she chose EO Sky as her as her opponent, you know what I'm saying? So she's going after the women's title, the WWE Women's Championship. You know, Damage Control turned on her. They pulled the Batista. They did the Batista.
Absolutely.
Somewhat, you know, the element of like overhearing them talking, mm-hmm. you know what
the
I'm saying?
The hallway listening.
Yeah, they did the hallway listen, you know what I'm saying? And Bayley was just, you know, she's like, yeah, y'all been praying on my downfall. You know what I'm saying?
Now, something was interesting.
Yeah.
Where was Dakota Kai?
Yeah, I was thinking
I thought
that too.
Dakota was gonna come in and save Bayley because she wasn't there, but then apparently she tweeted like as it happened. It was like, guys, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
But I think she's gonna end up being Team Bayley.
Yeah, yeah, probably so. She's gonna end up being like Team Bayley on it because she tweeting out like heartbreaking pictures mm-hmm. of like when Damage Control started and everything. So yeah, she may end up being Team Bayley, you know what I'm saying? And in the grand scheme of things. But you know, they attacked her in the ring while she was making her decision and she chose EO. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. She also spit some Japanese bars. Like she was like, yeah, I know what that means.
Hey bitch, I know the fuck you talking about.
I know
about.
What the fuck that means. Like you ain't nah, y'all not low. Y'all not low. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely rocked with that segment with Bayley. So that was dope. Jade Cargill.
Yep.
Debuting in the Royal Rumble. Oh, my God. That is a star. That is how I wanted Jade to look when she was in AEW. And that's what the fuck I was talking about, Tony. And that's if you were here since, I don't know, it might have been episode 17, 15, whatever, and I was on here preaching. I remember Jade Watch was a thing on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Jade Watch was a thing, and I was saying, like, bro, you won't let this woman wrestle on Wednesdays. Like, that's wrong. That's wrong. And then we fast forward to the Royal Rumble, and you saw exactly what I saw. I saw a star, and that face-off between her and Bianca, oh my goodness!
Shout out to Titus O'Neil too. Shout out to Titus O'Neil too. He took a fire ass picture with him too.
Took
you know,
a very fire picture with him.
He walked in there with his big ass goofy ass smile and shit, man. You know that's yeah. But no, nah, definitely Jade, man. Jade slamming. Jade eliminated Nia, and then she also eliminated Becky Lynch.
Hey. Listen.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Look at that face. Me, nigga. That's me. That is me. These two beautiful black queens. Lord have mercy. Shout out to them, man. Like this is real graps. This is real wrestling. This is real star power. Like that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm with
Titus' face is just
ridiculous. Titus' face is crazy. That nigga cheesing, bro.
One more time, dog.
That's every black man in America seeing this, bro. Every black man in America.
That nigga face, man. He like, yeah.
Look at this face, bro. Hold on. Look at this face, man. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at his face. I hate him, bro. I hate Titus O'Neil.
I love it. That's a good dude.
But
man.
I love this.
That's a good dude, man. That's a good dude, yeah. Man.
But yeah, shout out to Jade Cargill and debuting in the Royal Rumble, and it was done so cleanly. Her slamming Nia Jax, she was looking strong. I mean, also y'all need to shut the hell up with the Nia Jax was like selling. You know, she sold on Jade. Come on, dog, chill out. Like, relax, chill out, man. It was done well. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? Even Becky Lynch was funny too after
her poke Pikachu face.
Yeah, her Pikachu face. Yeah, that shit was funny. that was funny. It was really
like,
cute.
She's like, what the fuck? She's like, oh.
She was like, ha ha. You know what I'm saying? Like that was pretty cool.
Then Jay looked at her like, bitch, we got problems. What you doing? Like,
right, like, what you excited for? Like, out of here, man. Like, but yeah, that was really cool to see.
Yeah. Jordynne Grace is also hot too. Jordynne Grace.
Yeah, Jordynne Grace, I would say she's trending. She's trending on the up. You know what I'm saying? Like very, very trending on the up. Tiffany Stratton again, somebody else. Like, she had her main roster debut tonight on SmackDown against Mia Yim. Really good match, really good showing. Y'all got to see the BME and on national TV.
Hit that
the best moonsault ever. Clean.
Prettiest moonsault ever. That's
prettiest. Right. I'm sorry. Hers is the PME. It's the prettiest moonsault ever. The BME. What was that? Christopher Daniels?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So also too, just to go back to Lexus King a little bit, this is kind of a theory that I have with him. Mm-hmm. He's gonna have Dominic Mysterio heat when they fully flesh out his character. Like,
maybe
I like him, but he's a very annoying motherfucker, man, with the beard and everything. The way he talks and shit. His interest is fire. People get tired of that motherfucker. So.
I did like him being a part of the training and CM Punk's vlog. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did like that with him. He would, you know, he's a cool kid, man. Like, he's a really cool dude. Like, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him to do well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it takes time, but again, like, you see him in that vlog working with them, you see he's actually trying to put the work in.
So. He got to unlearn a lot of bullshit that he learned.
Yeah.
Over there where he was at, so you know it's gonna take a little bit of time, but he, as far as character wise, he's got the character. It's just trying to get that in, trying to tighten up the in ring work, you know.
Yeah. oh man. So all right, you really want me to do this now, Gabby? Like, you really want me to do this?
Let's go.
I feel like you got some AEW shit to talk about, though.
So I don't, though, because AEW's been kind of boring. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. But, like, I don't have anything AEW to talk about.
Oh, boy. I mean, all right. So I just don't understand. Okay? I don't know if this is a smokescreen or this is a, like, I'm just so confused. So we go back to Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is the back-to-back. He's a 2023 and 2024 Men's Royal Rumble winner. Okay. We saw what happened Monday. Seth Rollins comes out, and he starts talking, getting into his ear. He's saying, like, hey, you know, you shouldn't go after the Hogan title, the Hollywood title, the Roman title. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not the guy, you know what I'm saying, like you think you are. You are a workhorse like myself. You should go after the Dusty belt, which is on my shoulder, the World Heavyweight Championship. And, you know, Seth was looking crazy saying this shit, because I was like,
Seth is over there begging, dog.
Yeah, begging Seth is crazy. Like, I'm like, yo, this, you know, what are we doing, bro? Like, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know damn well he don't want that damn belt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, Cody tells him, hey, I'll think about it. You know, we fast forward to SmackDown. Roman Reigns comes out with a scathing promo. Like, I mean, he went crazy. Like, he called Seth. First of all, he called him little bro. He called him little bro. My little bro from the Shield. You know, talking about some, hey, you know, come after this title. Don't choose this one. Don't choose Roman. Choose me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, and then Roman's like, you know, the title that exists because I beat all of you that keeps fighting for, he called it the loser bracket title. Like, that was insane. That was crazy. That's, I remember a lot of people calling this the consolation belt, consolation prize belt, but calling it the loser's bracket belt just hits a little harder. I'm not even gonna hold you. That shit was fire. And so he says, hey, Cody, come on out. So Cody comes out, and you know, finally we got this face to face, right? We got the face to face that we've been waiting for a year, since WrestleMania 39, since the end. And, you know, Cody's here again, like, hey, I just won the Royal Rumble. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, I actually disagree with Seth. Like, I'm gonna keep it real, which is what I wish he said on Monday. But he said that belt right there is not the Hogan belt. It's not the Hollywood belt. It's the belt that was taken from my father. That is the belt that makes you the man in this company. It makes you the man in professional wrestling. So I want that belt. And we're all like, yeah, Cody, no shit. Yeah, this is all going perfectly as planned, like we saw and everything. But Cody says, but. He says, but it's not going to happen at WrestleMania. Now, earlier today, I'm just giving people a timeline, okay? I'm sorry, you guys. People a timeline because we were in our group chat. Shout out to our group chat, our Mid-Carters group chat. And I can't remember who said it. I don't know. It was you. And they said, hey, someone said they spotted Dwayne.
They said the bald bitch, but all right.
Oh yeah. But I don't know. I think it's the CM Punk shirt I have on right now. I think it's making me like Dwayne is making me jump back to 2011. They saw them working out in a gym in Alabama, and we all know SmackDown took place in Birmingham, and that right there was just like, that son of a bitch is really gonna pop up tonight. He gonna pop up tonight, and hey, this is gonna get stupid.
Hey, we called it too. He's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, they closing out the show."
They closing out the show. It was not announced commercial free, so you know they closing out the show. And Cody, now fast forward back to Cody. Let's run it back to Cody. Cody says, "But it's not going to happen at WrestleMania." It's like, you're the Royal Rumble winner. What are you talking about? You won the Rumble. And then he says, I remember I told you I've talked to people. I've taken counsel on this matter. And the person I took counsel with knows you well. And he turns around and Dwayne's music hits. I just don't like, and it's not even just that. Like his music hits, we get this 4 minute, like he does the same Dwayne bullshit that he always does when he comes, and he goosebumps on his arm. It's like, I don't give a fuck about your goosebumps, dude. Like, just get to the fucking ring. Like, we got like 5 minutes left in the goddamn show. He comes down to the ring. And then he, you know, puts out his hand for Cody for the handshake. Cody shakes his hand. He brings him in, and he whispers some bullshit in his ear. More than likely, he's just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for doing this. You know what I'm saying? I know this doesn't make any storyline sense whatsoever. This is really fucking stupid. But thank you for giving us this. Or whatever the fuck he says to Cody. Cody is like, if you look at his face, he's kind of like distraught, sad almost. Like,
whatever, nigga.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. It's just, it could be this.
I think Cody just politicking, playing up to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, playing up to this shit.
Cody's old school, man. He's old school.
Yeah, he's very old school, but this doesn't make sense. You cannot insert yourself into it. Like, then why did you have Cody win the Rumble? For what? This is one of the most terribly booked things I've ever seen. I'm sorry. I'm not being dramatic when I'm saying. I'm not trying to be dramatic when I said it. But I'm telling you, if y'all don't make this shit make sense, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Rock getting to see that the board, man, is just.
It doesn't make sense. And, you know, and I'm going to take us back to Spaces, okay? I'm going to take us back to Spaces because, yes, I was doing a victory lap that night. A lot of us were doing victory laps that night when Cody won the fucking Rumble. we were doing victory laps, and we was like, hey, you know, ain't no fucking $7. You know what I'm saying? He can get a, you know, he can get a comedy segment at Mania. Yeah, you sure? Sure, at this rate. You know what I'm saying? But it just doesn't, this doesn't make sense to me. And I really, if one of you can make this make sense for me, I would be grateful.
But got nothing just, for you, baby.
Okay.
Can't help you, bro. Can't help
you. Nothing for you, baby.
Can't help you, man.
Because I just, I'm like, what now? It was also announced, you know, and I don't know if this is because Punk got hurt, but Cody was announced for the Elimination Chamber, like the event, not for the actual Elimination Chamber match, but he's going to be in Australia for Elimination Chamber. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Like, I don't know. And then it's like, as soon, and this is how I know this Dwayne bullshit is for WrestleMania, because as soon as Dwayne was in the ring with Roman and they walked up to each other, literally, we got a graphic for...
Cameras cut.
No. Before that, we got
a graphic for the press conference.
The WrestleMania 40 press conference next Thursday. So this is how I know, like, yes, this is for WrestleMania, so I just don't... I'm like, so yeah, that shit was, this shit is crazy. It's really crazy. Like, I don't know how to make sense of this. It's yeah, that, I don't know. I don't like it.
I need to see where it's going. I need to see where it's going very quickly.
I'm gonna let it play out. That's where I'm at with it right now. I don't know. I'm just let that shit play out. It's weird. Very fucking weird, but I'm gonna just let it play out.
I mean, and I am, you know, I'm let it play out, gang. You know that. You know, I'm let it play. I'm
because you gotta think about this shit too. He did challenge Roman.
Who challenged Roman?
Cody did.
Oh, you talking about as soon as he won the Rumble, or you talking
no, about no, like tonight?
Point. Yeah, oh yeah, tonight. He did. He challenged him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know. I don't think The thing is, like, where I'm, my confusion is like, I don't think you waste something like this if you're gonna put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want you to book yourself into a corner, so to speak. Like, if y'all gonna literally throw out Dwayne tonight, you know what I'm saying, and put him in that ring, and him and Roman finally face off after all this goddamn time, you know, and then it doesn't happen. It's just kind of, that's just very strange to me. Like, you have to make, if it doesn't happen, you have to make it make sense for a reason. I'm telling you. And it can't be some... on some Ric Flair type shit where, like, you find Rock beaten up and bruised in the back and he can't make it to WrestleMania. I swear to God, if y'all do that, that's going to be really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to be a smart deal. So, again, like, y'all got to make that make sense. Yeah, I think in a way you kind of hurt Cody in terms of, like, just babyface killing a babyface momentum a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, but I understand the philosophy of being a babyface. You know, like, babyfaces have to come past the toughest challenges in order to get on top. Like, that's a part of the whole name of the game and everything like that. I just think y'all just doing a little too much by doing this. Like, you giving Dwayne too much platform. I'm sorry. That's just corny to me. But yeah. Yeah, I'm let it play out, gang, with you guys. I'm not gonna hear the end of this shit. I tell you that. So,
oh, you definitely
for a while.
Yeah, you, like, definitely not, nigga. That chat going crazy right now.
And they can do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They can do that. They can have that. They know it. The thing about it is, they know it's trash. They know it's trash.
Hey, man, look, shout out to Jay Briscoe. You bald-headed bitch. That's just where we at with it right now, man. Like, what the fuck, dog? Like, why?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then the dude, and if you did this for a pop, like, my nigga, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, and you know, that's the third time. That would be the third time. You did this in Denver. Then you did this back in before the Rumble. And then, you know, on that Raw, when you did that gender bullshit. And then you do this shit tonight.
And this,
I'm so tired of Dwayne.
This what makes it even worse, too. He didn't cut a promo. He just had a stare down with Roman.
He's just having a fucking stare down after 4 minutes of entering the goddamn scene. Like what? Oh, my God. Just spare me. Spare me this bullshit, bro. Like, I don't want to hear the box office talk. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. It's bullshit.
You gotta
it's
bring up
stupid. $7. Y'all know this shit is trash, bro. You
gotta
stop bring
up,
it.
You got to take $7, man. $7 promotions, all that shit.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck them $7. But anyway, man. Do we have anything else? Because I feel like that's enough.
Gab, you ain't had anything hot, cold, or anything like that? You been good?
Nah, I mean, I've been commenting in between. Like I said, AEW just had been boring as fuck recently. I got nothing for them. They need MJF.
They do. They need MJF.
I mean, either they need MJF.
The guy that's supposedly leaving.
Oh, 2024. Blah, blah. Oh, man, that motherfucker ain't going nowhere. He signed that contract anyway. Warlord hurt.
Again?
Torn meniscus. Yeah.
Okay, the Warlord's hurt. I give you another code. Rob Van Dam versus Swerve this past week. Like,
wait.
Again,
wait.
Yes, yeah, that happened. That happened. Yes, that happened.
Oh shit! Wow.
RVD's in good shape though.
I mean, he looked good.
He looks good.
Creek.
Yeah, Swerve's still going. You know what? I'm not gonna put that out there. I ain't gonna put it out there.
Don't, hey, leave it alone.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it alone.
I will give you the Vengeance Day card real quick before we got out here because Vengeance Day. NXT Vengeance Day is Sunday.
And when you close it out, I got something to close out with it too. Go ahead.
Okay. We got the no disqualification match. We got Dijak versus Joe Gacy. Tony D, Stacks, and Adriana versus OTM and Jada Parker. I'm imagining this is probably gonna be a pre-show shit. I don't know.
It's for the titles. No, it's not.
Oh no, that is for the titles. Lord have mercy. I forgot they're still the tag champs. Wow. The Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Finals. We got Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin.
Banger.
The Wolf Dogs. Which is a crazy name, Wolf Dogs, versus Trick Mello Gang versus Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams.
That match is going to be a banger.
That's going to be a banger of a match. We got the NXT North American Championship, Obafemi versus Dragon Lee. I hope Dragon Lee actually wins that. Then we have the NXT Women's Championship match, Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez.
Lyra winning that one, and Roxanne is getting called up.
It could be Roxanne send off.
They need to call her up anyway. It's been way.
She's been on there too long. She may end up doing Tyler Bate time at that rate. She got to go. And then finally, the NXT Championship match, Ilya Dragunov versus Trick Williams. So NXT Vengeance Day card is looking pretty solid, looking really good. That is Sunday. So we'll be back next week to go over the results.
That's Sunday? I thought that was Saturday.
Yes, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Hey, remember, no football. No football.
Okay, right.
No football. So
right. Makes sense. Yeah, so before we go, I have a little funny tidbit for you guys. Okay. It's sports related, but it also fits with wrestling. The Jacksonville Jaguars have hit up FanDuel to request $20 million back from when I guess somebody on there was using their money to gamble on FanDuel, and FanDuel has said, no, we're not giving that shit back.
So Jacksonville is out $20 million because they were playing with house money on FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
all right.
That's news to me. That's crazy. Wow. That is nuts.
Yeah, shout out to, I'll post an article in the group chat, but yeah.
Please.
Yeah, you know, Tony Khan. Yeah, man, you know, shout out to them. You know, the billionaires. I guess, you know, they need to get their money back.
Hey. Well, as FanDuel is like, nah, you straight. We good. But yeah, that's some funny shit. But yeah, man, so that is this episode, episode 60. Again, thank you all very, very much for being along with this on us on this journey so far. 60 episodes down, many more to come. We got more Patreon stuff on the way. I'm literally got stuff cooking in the oven right now. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be going up on Patreon really, really soon. So be ready, be prepared for that. More Turner Truthers on the way. Everything Radio MIC on the way as well too, and everything like that. But with that being said, we're done. We're out of here. Have a good one. Have a great week.
Yes, sir.
Fuck them $7. Thank you for listening to Mid-Carters and Catering, a weekly podcast focused on pro wrestling. Mid-Carters and Catering is produced by Amir Johnson. Written, researched, and hosted by Amir Johnson and Anthony Page. Original score by Justin Montizzi Ward and Aaron A. Train Fuller.